time for DeVerbo Vocabulary. Colby.
I love to go on a road trip.
I was going to say, we need the travel music for this vocabulary list.
I can't say it like this. I have to say, dude, road trip!
Colby, my favorite trips have been road trips. I took an amazing road trip from Spain up to Normandy, stopping...
Normandia.
Uh-huh. Woo. Stopping in the Loire Valley and then driving down along the coast of France. Amazing.
Wow, I love road trips, too. You know, it's horrible because if you were ecologically conscious, you know, if you were the typical person
I wasn't
who concerned about the environment, you know, we should be going by a high-speed train and then... But you know what? There's something about the freedom of a car trip or a road trip. It's not
true.
Only the libertad, but also that sensation of being the master of the world.
That's right.
Dueño del mundo ahí en la ruta 66. All right, hit me with some vocabulary.
All right, Colby, this is essential to a road trip. Gasolinera.
Yes, the gas station in the U.S. or the petrol station in the U.K.
That's right. Again, I was in the States recently, and oh, gas was so cheap compared to here. Reposar.
Yeah. Or
repostar.
Which, I always get these mixed up, Sandra. So, isn't reposar what you
reposar
do with wine
to
or
rest.
Something?
Reposar, you can rest.
Repostar. Well, you could rest at a gas station. People
exactly,
do that.
But not. It's not the same. It's
there
not
is
the
even
same.
Something called a rest stop, you know?
Yeah.
Where you pull up. Although in Spain, a lot of times they don't have any facilities. You know those rest stops where you just pull over?
Usually there's like a bush and a garbage can. Un arbusto y una papelera.
And a word of advice, don't touch the bush.
No.
No toques el arbusto.
Never touch
Repostar
the bush.
Is to fill up the tank.
Exactly. So sometimes, depending when you rent a car, sometimes you have to fill it up before you return it or fill it up right when you leave the rental company. Sin plomo.
Unleaded.
Okay, so literally.
So your choices basically are diesel.
Yes.
Or unleaded.
Mm-hmm.
In gasoil, diesel.
Yeah. Well, it's unusual. I don't know about the UK, but in the US, cars are not usually diesel. They don't run on diesel fuel.
No.
So you will only find diesel in more rural areas.
Yeah, it's used by truckers more than camioneros.
Truckers. Yeah.
There's an old joke in the US that, you know, historically, diesel cars get better mileage. And that's a good phrase to know. Gas mileage is el consumo.
Eso es.
Consume menos un diesel. But the joke is that what you save on mileage.
Uh-huh. Lo que te ahorras en consumo.
You burn looking for a gas station that sells diesel.
Eso es. Lo que más buscando gasolinera que venda diesel. Colby, el surtidor.
The pump.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's one thing I like. In the U.S. is that every gas station you can pay at the pump with a credit card.
Okay.
You don't even have to go in the gas station.
It's true.
Or the petrol station.
It's true.
Here, I don't think I've seen too many where you can pay with a credit card at the pump.
I've never done it here.
Okay. Of course, it's nice, too, when you go, when you're in the country in Spain. I was recently in Aragon.
Yeah.
And the old guy comes out of the station and fills your car up for you, and he talks to you about the weather. And
yeah.
That's nice, too.
I was recently on a trip, and it was in Texas, and I had a road trip. It was only 4 hours. But it was fun to stop at the different gas stations because a lot of them sold strange things, and it was neat. Y una recopilación. Esto es esencial.
Oh, yes. A compilation CD.
Yes.
You need good road music.
Of course. So you can sing along.
Now, you might think that this is, you know, who cares about this word? But look at the difference. Mm-hmm. Recopilación. Compilation. Mm-hmm. Students always say, I'll give you a recompilation. Always.
Exactly, and that's wrong. This is also common in a road trip. El peaje.
Toll. And
toll.
The toll road or the toll highway. Sandra, a toll road almost cost me a divorce.
Casi te cuesta un divorcio, una carretera de peaje.
Because I said, nah, come on. We'll take the normal road. Let's save the money and we'll spend it on dinner. And so my wife, who was driving, We went on the national tour.
Did you say okay?
Behind 80,000 trucks.
Oh.
And it took us forever, and it was really dangerous.
Ouch! Bad idea. Autopista.
Highway in the U.S. Motorway in the U.K.
Okay. Carretera secundaria.
A secondary road.
He also said kind of like a back road.
Country road.
Country road.
Country road. Take me home.
That's right. Neumático.
A tire. Mm-hmm. T-I-R-E in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
T-Y-R-E in the U.K. You know what, Sandra?
What?
I've had some level tests over the last couple days with atrocious spelling. We might have to review some spelling here.
Deletrean fatal.
Fatal.
Really? Do they say er? For R?
You know, I'm very cruel because just someone the other day said, I can't remember what his name was, but let's say it was I don't know, Perez.
Okay.
And they said P-A-R-A-C. And I said, Parak. And they said, no, Perez. And I said, nah. And then you just spelled Parak.
All right. Pinchar.
To much more efficient in Spanish.
Yeah.
To get a flat tire.
O sea, conseguir una rueda plana, we say in English. To get a flat tire. Un gato. Not that cat.
Oh,
okay. para ayudar a cambiar la rueda.
Obviously. A jack.
Okay.
So the jack is in the trunk.
That's right.
Or the jack, well, go ahead.
All right. Oh, en el maletero.
Yeah, so I got ahead of myself.
You did.
Most people keep their jack in the trunk of their car.
Or in the boot.
The boot.
That's in the UK, they say boot. Uh-huh. And in the US, we say trunk.
So in the US, it is hood and trunk. Capo y maletero is hood and trunk. Mm-hmm. And in the UK, it is bonnet and boot.
That's right. Turnarse.
To take turns driving.
My husband and I take turns driving on long car trips.
You know, we often talk about, I'll drive the first leg.
Okay, so la primera etapa.
Yeah, exactly. Primer tramo, the first leg. And you take the second leg.
That's right, because si no, uno siempre se queda sin ver todo el paisaje.
The landscape or the scenery.
Mm-hmm, you can say both.
Where's a part of Spain that has spectacular scenery when you're driving?
Well, not too long ago, I drove up to Baqueira. And driving there, it was kind of dark out, so I couldn't see a lot. But driving back, I realized that the scenery was spectacular. So that was a very nice area.
Okay.
All right. Un mapa, un plano.
A map.
Okay.
Another often another cause for divorce.
Yes.
Now, my wife and I have an epic debate as well.
Otra discusión épica.
So, first of all, I would like you to, we'll skip a couple of words.
Okay,
here.
GPS.
It's a sat nav in the U.S. Mm-hmm. or a GPS. And I think people in the U.S. will understand
they
GPS
will.
As well.
They will.
Now, epic debate. My wife insists on the GPS, and I like to read a map.
Colby, I have to side with your wife here as well. Tomo el lado de tu mujer.
Now, Sandra, both you and I remember one year I went with you before I had my driver's license up to La Alberca for the jóvenes. Polingles jóvenes.
Okay.
And the GPS directed us on a dirt road.
I remember.
it was like a goat path.
Yeah.
Era como un camino de cabras.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, that's the thing. Sometimes the GPS isn't right. But if you have no idea where you are, I especially find the GPS useful in the city because all the little streets are kind of hard to find. All right, una carretera ondulada o con curvas.
Curvy road or windy road?
Okay, so like the Beatles, the long and winding road.
Remember the famous urban legend that a woman hitchhiking, gets in the car, says, be careful, this is a really curvy road, and then disappears.
Dun, dun, dun. I remember. Carril.
Lane.
So stay in your lane.
No, yeah, I have... This is one of my complaints.
Uh-oh. Queja.
That a lot of major highways in Spain for very long stretches.
Uh-huh.
So parte o tramo.
Tramos muy largos.
Are only two lanes.
Yeah. Yeah, and sometimes
Via Coruña are only two lanes in many, many parts.
They need more. Destino.
Destination.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that was one of my stupid moments with my GPS. I had my home programmed as the default destination. And one day I went to Toledo and the whole time it said, exit the highway and turn around.
Like, why?
Salga usted de la carretera y de la vuelta. And I'm going towards Toledo. Why is it? And I didn't realize that I had my home set as the destination.
Oops. Manos libres.
Hands free.
So you can talk on the phone while you drive.
So is it legal in Spain to drive with a hands free?
I think so. Okay. Yeah. Patatas fritas de bolsa.
Whoa. Required on any long car trip. Potato chips in the US and potato crisps in the UK.
Sí, necesitas un poco de comida basura en general para el coche.
Junk food.
Junk food.
You know, both my wife and I have our favorites.
What's your favorite?
Well, she likes Bugles and I
Esos
like...
Esos 3D.
I like potato chips.
Okay.
Right? And I like M&Ms and she likes Kit Kats.
Okay. All right. Those are good choices. El juego de Veo Veo.
I spy.
With my little eye.
Espio. You know, there are great games you can play with a kid. That's
yeah.
not one of them. I'm joking. Also, license plate bingo. Although in Spain, that's difficult to
no,
do now.
Now it's not fun. Ya no es divertido. Matrícula.
License plate. We just said it. License plate. So el bingo de matrículas. A license plate in the U.S., a number plate in the U.K.
In the U.S., the license plate game is fun. You see cars from all over the country.
So different states. Here, I guess you could play with autonomous communities.
Not anymore.
Or European countries. But even those are hard to identify.
Yeah.
Just play Veo Veo. Just
exactly.
play I Spy.
Or Toribio. Mareado en el coche.
To be car sick. Do you get car sick easily?
Colby, I'm the only person in my family who doesn't get car sick.
If I read in a moving vehicle, I get car sick.
I can read, I can play video games, I can do whatever in the car, and I don't get car sick.